Am I always this naked, you may ask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is. Hey, welcome to another episode of Zen Speaks. If you like this shirt, please make sure to support with by sharing or even like it. You don't need to purchase it. If you purchase, that'll be awesome. But if you don't, that's okay. That's one of my entrepreneur ventures. It's called A Day of My Life with Bunnies. We do events. We have things that we sell. And we also do, you have a YouTube video. We do YouTube as well. So if you'd like to support, that would be great. And also, if you'd like to support this channel, you don't need to spend a dime. However, if you like, subscribe, and comment, and share, that's the freest thing you can do. That would be awesome. And even if you don't, no pressure. I still love you. Thank you for tuning in. This episode today is about why I refuse to work for minimum wage. I am very grateful and thankful, and I used to be part of the One Fair Wage, which is a New York City thing, where they make $15 for some minimum wage. And now they try to make it a federal thing, or even for servers. And I'm very grateful that minimum wage has gone up to $15. However, if you're living in New York City, $15 cannot cut it, because let's say $15 for 40 hours is 600, then 600 times 4, that's about $2,400 will be nice, $2,400, and after tax, let's say that could be maybe $18,000, and if your rent is like $16,000 or $1,200, that's like, you know, come on, people. So I refuse to work for minimum wage. And I also refuse to work under $20. As some of you may know, that I quit my regular pharmacy because I used to be a pharmacy tech. And I quit that job. The last time I did that job was maybe 2005 or 6. I quit it because I was being bullied and I was a child. So I did not know, brainchild. So I did not know how to deal with that. So I just quit instead, which was a bad move. But, you know, you live and learn. And so anyway, I will name a name just in case anyone knows. So if someone knows a pharmacist called Dan Mall, he works in a Somerville Avenue, which used to be Osco and became Duane Reade, maybe? I don't remember what Osco became. Rite Aid or Duane Reade or one of those stores. He was my mentor and he was a pharmacist there. And I really miss him. And I'm so sad that I quit and I never turned back because I was being bullied by a pharmacy technician there. And Dan Mall was my mentor and I look up to him and he's done so much for me. And I'm very sad that the relationship went the way it went, that I just quit and I just left. And I never went back or even ever talked to him and say thank you. So Dan, if you're watching this, and if anyone knows someone named Dan Mall, Daniel Mall, I think it's M-A-U-L-L or something like that. Or yeah, anyway. That's like a crap in a shoot, like they say. But if this happens, I believe in the universe, that'll be great. And then if you like to reach out, like, I just want to say thank you. And you don't even need to reach out. If you see this, thank you anyway. So, yeah, anyway. So I remember my first ever job, like 20 years ago, I was working for $5.25 an hour. And I was a kid-ish mentally. So I was grateful for that. And when I was working in that pharmacy, it was $7.25, which was a big deal. And then when I threatened to quit because CVS was going to pay me $8. And then the pharmacist says, well, we can pay you $7.50 and we love you and we can give you overtime sometimes. so don't quit because we love you. And I was like, yeah, that's true. Why should I quit when I could be somewhere that I'm loved anyway? And I love working around my mentor. He was an awesome person for me growing up mentally, although I was grown already. I was like 19, 20. And some of you may not understand, but I grew up Jehovah's Witness, very sheltered. So therefore, I was a child mentally, even when I was young. That's why Den being my mentor is a big deal for me. And that's why I've been very sad since. And I do understand life happens and, gotta move on with it, but, shit happens. And so 7:25, and after 7:50, I got offered a something called promotional marketing or promotional market modeling that I got into. And my first job there, I remember my first job. It was like somewhere very far, and I took the commuter rail in Boston to get there. And it wasn't even worth the money because it was $12 an hour. But 20 years ago, that was a lot of money, at least for me, making 750. But then I took the commuter rail, which cost me like $6. So it was like I wasted in 1 hour and I had to eat out. So I wasted like 3 hours out of my money. So I had to learn. And then my other jobs were $15, $16, and then they were $18. And then back then, when promos were hot before the economy crashed, promos were paying like $20, $25, $30 an hour. And that was really good stuff. And even $50 to do nothing. So if you do promotional marketing and you'd like to get another promo friend in New York City, holla at your boy. Let me know. Let's connect on Facebook. My Facebook is easy to find. Is Zenten, easy. Same with my IG Zenten. And so, if you do promos, you want to support another promo person. We got each other's back. I think some of us do, but some promo people are funny. But that's fine. And so, yeah. So I refuse to work for minimum wage. I'm very grateful for it. But even now, I'm not taking the mark of the beast. And I could do some minimum wage so I can get by. Call me dumb or stupid. That's fine. I have integrity within myself and not a lack thinking to know that I will survive this. Because I don't want to be like, okay, universe, I'm gonna take the crumbs that I can get and do a minimum wage job and then do what with my life and time. If that minimum wage job is doing something that I actually love doing, I think I would gladly do it. But usually, mostly, it wouldn't be something that I actually want to do or love. What I love doing is doing my art first and foremost. And I do have a company. It's the Tenko Organizing and Interior Design. So when I love doing that and helping people too. So that's like my dream career or dream job or dream something to do. And so anything else, like example promotions, I love doing those too, and I'm happy doing promotions like 95% of the time. And the 5% is when the job is so not compelling or the people working there are terrible people. That's the only time I don't like doing it. But I've also loved doing, I actually have my certification for to be a COVID compliance officer, and I can do that. And I also do PA work in backstage or before a show and lighting and all this stuff. So I love doing all this kind of stuff. Anything entertainment, unfortunately, because I'm not vaxxed, those things are taken away from me, so I cannot do these anymore. So the only thing I is left in a promo world is either minimum wage stuff or stuff that are outside. And if it's far, I want to get paid 25. And if it's like locally, I'll do 20. That's fine. Because I myself, when I hire people to work in the A Day in My Life with Bunny company, and when I hire people to work in my organizing company, I pay them good money. If you organizing with me in the I'm making good money from the client, you're getting 25 an hour. If you are doing a promo with me with A Day in My Life with Bunnies, you're getting $20 an hour because I will not pay people what I don't want to be paid as, because that's disrespectful. That's me personally. And some people might be like, well, you're not gonna get anywhere with that, you're not gonna make extra money, and you're not gonna get rich if you're doing that. You know what? I'd rather live an okay and or best my life than taking advantage of other people. I will not sleep at night well knowing that I could have paid someone $20 minimally or $25 for something, and then I undercut them and pay them less because I wanted to make more money or because I wanted to cheat them. You know? However, other times when I've wanted to do a gig and I post an ad, I tell people I usually pay 20 or 25, but at this moment I'm not able to pay it. Please let me know. And a lot of people, because it's minimum wage 15 and it's cash, people love to work for 18. And only, I think, I would say one out of 10 times that I've done that, because I tend to want to pay top. Even the guy who filmed my video called These Times that I posted recently, not recently, but because I don't know when this will drop. I paid him $20 because that's all I could afford at the moment, because I'm not wealthy yet. And so I tell him, you know, I don't want to pay anybody less than that. And so therefore, $20 is all I can do for now because I gotta pay my bills too. And he was okay doing it, and he did a job good enough for the video, and I'm very grateful for him and very grateful that he agreed with that. However, I would rather pay him $25 or more because he's doing the videography. And so tell us in the comment below, what is your minimum wage? What is your minimum wage? What is your living wage? How much will you work for so you can feel content and happy doing something that you don't want to do or something that you like to do? And I know because of the pandemic, work is kind of like hard to get. I guess depending on where you are or who you are, work can either be easy. For me, work is easy, but I cannot get work because I'm not vaccinated. And that's some shit. So if you're vaccinated and you still cannot get work, let us know why. And if you can get work, let us know why you are working for minimum wage. Is it because you don't have any credentials or any experiences that can boost your amount or anything like that? Please, let's have this conversation. If you'd like to be a guest on my show on Wednesdays, please message me. Let's be a guest. Or if you just like to share this and have this dialogue going on, or leave a comment, that'll be awesome as well. And what I want to tell employers is that if you have an employee, please pay them at least $3, like Europeans or Germans like to do. Three, I actually like that's better because it's like different. $3 extra above that minimum wage. Why? Because think of 30% that tax will take over that $18 or even other insurance stuff. They literally will be making $15 after tax and insurance. That's how I look at it. Because if I'm making 20, then I'm thinking at least $3 every hour will be taking out, and I'm making at least $17. So technically, I'm making 17 or something like that. And so this is where I'm at. And this is why I don't feel right paying someone under $20, because it's not right for me. But of course, if there was a job that I needed to get because I would be evicted, of course I would do it. Like, I might be dumb now, but not dumb later. Anyway, that's it for this video. Thank you again for watching. And if you're an employer, please pay your employees better. That's why I like Trader Joe's and Costco, because they are respectful like that, and other companies. And if you're a company watching this and you like to hire someone who works at home, or someone in, you want to hire somebody and they don't need to be vaxxed, candidate, please. And if you like to support, please remember to go on my links under the below and support me that way. Thank you, and talk to you soon on the next one. Ciao.